Tomorrow, the University of Arkansas School of Law will host a symposium dedicated to the future of the death penalty. Sessions include problems with death, macro issues with the death penalty, and when death goes wrong, wrongful convictions that lead to death. The keynote speaker is Marty Stroud, a former assistant U.S. attorney who strongly opposes the death penalty. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Elise Holman, a third-year law student at the University of Arkansas, reached Stroud for a brief conversation to offer a preview of tomorrow's symposium.
There's no shortage of moral or ethical issues facing our country. One of the most important and hotly contested of which is the death penalty. Death is serious, so it deserves serious consideration. On October 21st, the Arkansas Law Review at the University of Arkansas School of Law is presenting The Future of the Death Penalty, a symposium on the death penalty in America. The symposium will feature legal academics and practitioners who will consider the future and the flaws of the death penalty, from process to substance. Some of the major topics that the symposium panels will discuss are macro issues surrounding the death penalty in Arkansas, wrongful convictions that lead to death, and methods of execution. The symposium will also feature Marty Stroud as the keynote speaker. Stroud recently received a Champion of Justice Award from the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project and has appeared on 60 Minutes, 2020, CNBC, and National Public Radio to tell his story and to advocate against the death penalty. Stroud's address will incorporate his personal narrative with a discussion of the history of capital punishment, the lack of transparency in the capital punishment process, the politics of death, and the future of the death penalty.
What got my interest really piqued in the death penalty issue was when an individual that I had tried was exonerated 30 years after the fact. I was the trial lead prosecutor in the case, and it was developed at a later time that he was not the individual that had committed the crime, and he was released from Angola, where he had spent 30 years on death row. And he applied for compensation under the Louisiana compensation statute, and the state opposed the compensation request.
Stroud says that Ford's exoneration, the Louisiana state government's compensation denial, and self-reflection all led him to become vehemently opposed to the death penalty. When he heard about the compensation denial, Stroud, for the first and only time in his life, wrote a letter to the editor. In it, he stated that he was the lead prosecutor in Ford's trial, and he publicly apologized for his actions in that case.
Mr. Ford also, when he was released, he had stage 4 cancer undoubtedly developed when he was on death row, and he did not have appropriate medical attention. So he did not live that long, and he died, I think, June 29th of last year. I think the crowning blow for me and what stuck in my craw was when I learned that when he was released, he was given a debit card for $20 with the statement that this was for any, quote, inconvenience, end quote, caused by the state of Louisiana. And I just thought that was terrible and just reflected a gross indifference to the value of a human being. He was on death row for 30 years, and he got $20, so that the state, in effect, gave him less than $1 a year for the spending 30 years in a hellhole.
Stroud opposes the death penalty because he believes there's blatant discrimination in the judicial system and that the punishment is arbitrarily applied. But the most important reason that he opposes the death penalty, Stroud says, is philosophical.
Is it worth the risk of killing one innocent human being to have the death penalty? I say no, because I think that one of our values should be the value of human life, for each human life, regardless of one's station in society. We are human beings, and human beings, by definition, we make mistakes. We're not God. And the problem with the death penalty, to me, boils down to a three-letter word, and that's ego, E-G-O. The ego of a human being, when you put that person in a position of determining whether or not somebody should live or die, I don't think we're capable of handling that because, for the very reason, that we're not infallible.
The Future of the Death Penalty Symposium will begin at 8:30 on Friday, October 21st, and will go until 4:30 in the afternoon. The event is open to the public, and legal practitioners can receive up to 6 hours of free CLE credit for attending. The law school will also be providing a complimentary lunch with Stroud's address for those who register for the event. To register, go online at law.uark.edu/symposium2016. You'll also hear more from Stroud following his symposium address when he stops by KUAF to discuss his presentation and to talk more about what led him to become an advocate against the death penalty. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Elise Holman.
Elise Holman's longer conversation with Marty Stroud will be included in an edition of Ozarks at Large early next week. She is a third-year law student at the University of Arkansas, and she's providing a series of reports this fall about legal matters.